You've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Yeah, now that's how we make this thing go off. Welcome to Inside the Trenches, everyone, an interactive international show that's simply sweeping across America. There's no question about it. And I'm your host, 12-year pro football veteran, the voice of America, R. Cal Truelove. Now, before we start off any show, you know how I do each and every week. Man, let me let y'all know. Jesus is Lord. I'm a believer. So greater is he that lives inside of me. So when y'all see these great things coming out, it's not me. It's the person inside of me. So, hey, that's how we make this thing roll off. Now, to you and yours out there that want to, follow us, you know, simply do what you do. You know, all across the land, do what you do is simply go to InsideTheTrenches.com and sign up for the community. Yes, you've been doing that. And we want to thank everybody for signing up for InsideTheTrenches.com community, making your own profiles, making your own pictures, and putting your own videos up there. And you can also email us at info@InsideTheTrenches.com. Once again, that's info. Now, info. No, that's INFO, yeah, at InsideTheTrenches.com. Simply drop us an email. You know, if you'd like to be on the show, if you'd like to, or even if you'd like to call in the show, here's the number for the show. It's 1-888-346-9144. Once again, that's 1-888-346-9144. And you can come on and be a part of what we got going on here. And obviously, you can be a part of, you know, my co-host. I got to call him my co-host. Yeah, that's my co-host. Is the Matt Man, you know. And I'm going to tell you how me, Matt, and I do. That's how we do.
If you smell what the rock is cooking.
Now, I got my special guest in studio, and he's looking at me kind of funny, saying, "You know, what are they doing?" So he about to get on the board here now. We have a way we do things around here, man, and we have a lot of fun. So we want to thank everybody for tuning in. We thank everybody for tuning in last week. Last week was simply an amazing show, and we want to thank you guys for being a part of that. But this week, simply, we have a lot to talk about. There's all types of things going on. I mean, you know, first things first, obviously, the NFL lockout nets. Something that we're going to talk about a little bit, touch on here. But our special guest for today is no other than Jeremy Bridges, and I want to simply thank him for being in studio. And what we're going to do, without further ado, you know, JB is in the house, and you know what? Since JB is in the house, you know, fam, what we're going to do is we're going to bridge this gap.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
You like that?
I love it, man. I love it. That's a game day playlist special right there.
Well, we want to welcome Jay. You know, we want Brooklyn Bridges to the house, you know, up into Inside the Trenches. Welcome to Inside the Trusted, man. Tell us, let us know what's going on with you, man.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me. It's a beautiful off season right now.
Is it? I mean, you look all bright and airy. You got a nice white shirt on, you know, with green colors, you know. I mean, I guess
it's spring. It's spring again. That's you know, it's time to wear a white shirt, white sneakers, white shirt.
Baby. It's spring again. Let me know it's spring again. You know,
that was a great song, by the way.
Is it?
Biz Markie, you remember that?
Yeah. Can you sing it?
It's spring again. That's all I know. I don't know. He starts rapping. Eventually, he starts rapping. But you know, that's the part that catches me all the time.
You know, only Biz Markie song I really, you know, Biz Markie just the beatboxing and all that stuff. Like, you know,
you don't remember Just a Friend? Oh baby,
I just wanted to see if you was gonna sing it.
You got me.
But you didn't sing it though.
I sung a little bit,
like
a half a bar.
You got what I need.
You sound just like him, dude. That's a bad
part. I said,
Yeah.
Man, I really appreciate you coming down and doing what you do. I mean, obviously.
Man, thanks for having me, man.
You know, I mean, but we want to get into more about you. But, you know, you're saying it's a good off season.
Yeah.
Is it really a good off season? I mean,
I'm healthy.
You're always healthy.
You know, so that's a good off season. But as far as, you know, all the other extracurricular activities that's going on with the NFL, I mean, it is what it is. It's out of my control, you know, and it's out of our control as players. And we just pray for our leaders, which is, you know, the heads of the NFLPA guys, and let them do what they do, and hopefully they can get this thing resolved and we can get back to work. But while I'm not working, I'm enjoying my family.
Okay.
My beautiful wife who's sitting across from me. And
the wife is in the studio.
Hey, baby.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah. Now, would this be Queens Bridges in the house?
That's right. Queens Bridges.
The one and only, the original.
See? Yeah. Queen B is in the house.
I ain't doing it no more. So I ain't doing it no more.
Oh.
So she got to be the one and only.
Oh, yeah. There's no question about that. I mean, you know, that's a blessing and
yes,
beautiful as it is that. You know, that covenant that you guys got, I mean, this, you know, that's already done, you know. But, you know, you said you're healthy. So what, out of 8 years, you know, what year haven't you been healthy?
Man, I don't know.
Exactly.
05, maybe? You know what I'm saying? I was out for 5 weeks with a hangover spray.
Okay.
And, you know, thank God, knock on wood and all kind of that, you know, shamrocks and four-leaf clovers and all that. You know, it's been great. You know what I'm saying? Five weeks ain't bad. You know, so that's kind of like a little vacation during the season.
Yeah, you get to hang out, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't look at it like that. You know, I'm like, yeah, man, you know what? You know, the season is a marathon. And
big time.
A lot of people don't look at that.
No. They don't understand, like, they have to factor in training camp.
Yeah.
You know, everybody don't understand that. You know, that's why as players, we always complain about training camp. Well, that's an extra 4 weeks of a season. You might not be playing, per se, but you working just as hard, probably harder, you know what I'm saying, than you would be during the season.
Really? Now you're a lineman, so you know, and that's something that we didn't really get out. We didn't get much, but I don't know if that really makes a difference. I mean, you're a big, strapping guy that just roll grazes everybody out the holes and stuff like that. Now, is it different with you training? You know, can you train like a wide receiver?
As far as all the running,
yeah.
Why?
Why not?
I train, you want to be conditioned. I train at a high level. Like, shout out to Zone AP.
Okay.
That's where I work out at North Scottsdale.
Oh.
I had to shoot a little plug for them. But my trainers are great. You know, they push me to the limit every day. I leave there every day, and I've gotten better, and I've gotten stronger, and I've, you know, lost body fat and so on and so forth. But it's just things that you do. You have to condition your body, and it has to be a certain way all year round to keep everything right, man.
Do you really have to? I mean, you know, can you like take like a couple months off?
My wife is sitting right here, and she can tell you she fusses at me every off season because I usually only take a couple weeks off. But this off season, I took a whole month off.
See, you know,
it was good though. I ain't gonna lie, it was great. You know what I'm saying? It was very relaxing. You know what I'm saying? We took some time. We had to handle a little business, so we had to be in and out of town a lot. So I actually took a whole month off. Didn't touch weight. I didn't run nowhere. I relaxed.
Yeah, I got to relax a little bit.
Ate what I wanted. I relaxed.
Did get a little vacation in the
So similar.
Queen B.
Hey, ever seen a Chevy with the butterfly though?
I did a little bit of that might have been career too.
Don't start.
Yeah, man.
That's what I'm saying, Queen B. I mean, you know, y'all got to stunt a little bit. Did y'all get the hanging out and relax? I mean, did y'all go anywhere? You know,
we went to Charlotte and to Mississippi, where Jeremy's from. Didn't do a whole lot of stunning, but I think that as you grow old, grow older, and get better, married with children, your stunting kind of changes up a little bit.
Yeah, it gets a little milder.
The want to stunt changes.
I mean, is it really stunting if you got it?
Well, maybe to other people we're stunned, but to us it's just normal at this point.
Yeah,
we're
just living life, you know.
Yeah, just, I mean, you said kids, and I mean, and you said you're old. I mean, I'm like
older.
Yeah, older. Like, put the ER on there.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I'm like. You know, old. Yeah, old at 30. You know, like, what part of the game is that?
Yeah. Well, it's not old per se. Well, you know, when you're in the NFL, they say it adds 20 years to your life.
And really?
I'm starting to feel that 20 years, you know. But I still look like I'm.
I look good.
19.
I look good.
You look good.
I look good.
I tell you what, I've known this guy, you know what I'm saying, since 2004. He looks a lot better now than he did when he was playing. I guess because we all lived a wild life back then. Like,
you know, so
we was in the streets and we was acting up, and like, we know, we look bad. We look rough, man.
Oh. You
know? Yeah, we got it together. We got a handle on all that. So we.
I'm not even gonna go there.
That's real talk, man. You gotta, you know.
Can I get a comment? What can I comment on that? You know?
Oh, man.
I can't comment. So
we blessed, True. We blessed. That's all I'm
saying. Be blessed. That's right.
We're blessed,
that's
right? We made it out of our wild days, and we're grown men now. Married, children, and living life the right way.
Now, you know, kids, how many kids you got?
I have four.
Praise the Lord. Now that's what's up.
Praise the Lord, full time.
Get more.
and we are in the process of trying to have another baby.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to know what the process is because, you know.
Everybody knows the process. Yeah, I'm just saying, like.
The stork comes bring kids, don't they?
Yeah, the stork, we call it the stork. The thing about the stork is you can't get her all the time. Like, you know what I'm saying? She's a very busy woman. So, you know, you call her, you leave a message, and she don't call back.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just got to keep calling.
Well, kids out, yeah. Okay,
you got to call till you get an answer, you know.
Hey, guess what? I got you. I got to give you some class on that one. I like to. You call.
You got
to
call her, man. I say, you leave a message, keep leaving messages. Vincent should get back to you.
But how many kids you want to have all together?
As many as the Lord let us have. You know, the thing about kids is we love them. You know, we love everybody else's kids. My wife tried to steal somebody's child every day.
Really?
Yeah. It's. I told her we gonna get in trouble. We really gonna get in trouble one day because somebody gonna mistake her. You know what I'm saying, for joking and be like, you can't have my baby. Or, you know, I really freak out. But she always grabs somebody's kids, squeezes their cheeks. You know, tell them she just want to eat them up. I said, you gotta stop saying that. Like people think they take things literally these days.
So you take the kid? You do.
What?
You like that? You can hear it again. Watch this. that is so beautiful that, you know, when it comes to the children that you guys are huge, you know, with that. Now, you know, that's something we're going to get into, obviously, you know, after our first break, you know, we're going to get into that, is that, you know, your foundation, because obviously you got a foundation based around children, and, you know, that's amazing that, you know,
and you love children. I mean, we all love children and love to watch them grow up. But now, you know, how about, you know, every day having about like 60 or 100 kids around you? You cool with that?
60 to 100, yeah.
That's a random number, isn't it?
Yeah, it is random, very random. How you go from 60 to 100?
I just put that one down.
What happened to 70, 80, and 90?
I know. All right. You know, like 77 or 59? No. 59.
Yeah.
Huh? Is that?
Yeah.
Because you just can't just be straightforward. You gotta have like some like random number in there.
Yeah, you gotta throw one out there.
You know,
yeah.
You know, and because the person gonna ask you like, where you get the 77 from?
Yeah. We're gonna call the store as many times as we can.
You're gonna call the store.
We ain't dealing with the 77 and 59.
No. That's outlandish. Push. But we're gonna have it. Like I said, we're gonna call the store as many times as we can call the store, and then okay. We might adopt a couple.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, so you went to that now. Okay. All right. Let me take it there. Let me take it here because we got 4 minutes to break. Because I want to run with that one. You know. Because there's a lot of children out there in group home settings and obviously the troubled youth in certain areas of the country. Now, you know, you guys, you know, said you went back to Charlotte, you know, mm-hmm. and obviously on the East Coast there's all types of things going on with the youth out there, you know. Yeah. So, but what brought that about? How about that? Or Queen Bee, I would say.
To adopt.
Yeah.
Well, We see kids on a regular basis with dealing with Bridging the Gap, which is Jeremy's foundation, that do not have homes, that are caught up in the system, don't have parents, don't have mentors. And it's a subject that touches our heart a lot. And it's very dear to us. If we can take the time to give somebody else's child, even though that's not our baby, that's somebody's baby, a home or a parent, somebody they can look up to, someone they can aspire to be, that goes without saying. That's something that we can do for free. And, you know, if a lot of people did that, we wouldn't have so many kids that are stuck in the system. And I understand that they have a history that, you know, a lot of times is troubled, and a lot of people don't want to take that on. It is a big task. I want to be challenged, and I know that I can't take away the rain in a child's tomorrow, but I can bring the sunshine into their today. And that's why it's very dear to us, and that's why we started Bridging the Gap.
Even like being a mentor, you know, me and my wife both discussed about kind of doing the big brother, big sister thing. You know, just to give your time, you know, and people don't realize how valuable 30 minutes is. You know, if you can go see a kid 3 times a week, 30 minutes, or an hour, you know what I'm saying? Just donate your time to them and try to lead them in the right direction, man. It's kids are they're clay, you know, and all you gotta do is mold them. Like she said, it's some of them that are, you know, that are far gone, and God bless them, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's a lot of them that aren't, that are still right there in the cusp, and you can grab them and lead them the right way. Even if you're, like I said, you're not bringing them to your home, if you're just doing like a big brother, big sister thing.
Yeah, I mean, when you say big brother, big sister thing, that, I mean, you're a big guy. So, and obviously, you know, this is the blessing. I mean, the blessing, a lot of people don't realize that whether you see it or not, you have a ministry.
Yeah.
And this is a ministry, you know, as a children's ministry, because the children, without a question, mm-hmm. you know, in record numbers will look up to a bigger guy, a bigger person. You know, it doesn't make a difference, you know, it's just a taller person.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's something, you know, I want to touch base on, because obviously from the athletic world, you know, we've been afforded that, you know, whether they realize it or not, you know, because that's in the media eye. So what we're going to do is we're going to take this break, but I like what you're saying. Let's believe on that, okay?
Yes, sir.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Are you ready for an old school in your face discussion of professional college and high school football? Tune in for talk on a variety of football-related topics on the program From Under the Helmet with Derek Kennard. You will hear the week's headlines and straight talk from the hosts and weekly guests that are personal and provocative. From Under the Helmet is broadcast every Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Take us on the go. It's even easier now. The Voice America Talk Radio Network has launched our mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market to download the app powered by Aircast. It's free and no registration is necessary. In minutes, you could be enjoying your favorite Voice America Talk Radio host, no matter where you are. In the car, out and about, while traveling, or anytime you can't be close to your computer. Catch up on the archives you've missed or discover new shows on the spot. Search Voice America at your favorite app store.
Football and so much more is the focus of Planet Gridiron with Damian Anderson. Join the former Arizona Cardinals running back for a show that mixes, well, a little bit of everything. Damian brings to the program life experiences playing football, and we'll talk about his variety of successes both on and off the field. The goal is to provide you with a fun perspective on life, family, success, and of course, football. Tune in to Planet Gridiron with Damian Anderson, Fridays at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern time, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Feel it coming in the air.
Yeah.
And the screams from everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to the thrill.
I'm ready.
It's a dangerous love affair.
Come on.
Can't be scared when it goes down. Got a problem, tell me now. Only thing that's on my mind is who gonna run this town tonight.
You already know. Hey, welcome back to Inside the Trenches, everyone. There's no question about it. You know who's going to run this town. You know who's going to run America, and that's Inside the Trenches with your host, the Voice of America, R. Cal Truelock. Now, I want to thank everybody for tuning in with us. And if you haven't or if you're just tuning in, obviously we got our special guest in studio here today to bridge the gap, Jeremy Bridges, Arizona Cardinals guard, making this thing happen for you guys. So,
hey.
Big boy, you know, that's what it's all about, you know. So, now, to you and yours out there that want to get in touch with us and that want to get in touch with him here on this show today. Did I stumble over?
A little bit.
Yeah, I'm not supposed to.
How are you going
to
stumble in the shadow?
I know. Hey. So, but to you and yours out there that want to get in touch with us here on the show, simply dial 1-888-346-9144. Once again, that's 1-888-346-9144. And also, if you want to email us, now you can email us info@insidethetrenches.com. Once again, that's info@insidethetrenches.com. And join up to, for insidethetrenches.com community. And when you do that, you know, like I say each and every week, don't just put any profile picture up there, you know, and don't put any video that you want, you know, don't put a video of you, you know, having your cats, you know, or hanging out with your, you know, your brand new baby puppy. But if that's something that you want to do, then you do what you do. But what part of the game is this?
What part of the game?
Hey, where do they do that at?
Yes, indeed.
Hey, so, you know, but we want to thank all you guys for you know, simply around the country doing what y'all do and joining inside the trenches.com community. And that's what it's all about. Make your own profile. You know, if you want to send us emails, and but if you send an email, don't send me a cookbook, okay? You know, so, I mean, some people just they write bios, you know. You may tell me about, you know, if that's what you want to do, you know what? You know what? If that's what you want to do, go ahead and do that. So, but before we left off, we will simply talk about my special guest, Britt. You know, I like to call you Brooklyn Bridge. You know, is Brooklyn Bridge cool? You know?
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. You know, anything that's as long as it's, you know, not derogatory or
no.
Disrespectful. Yeah, Brooklyn Bridge is, you know, that's big time, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's Brooklyn, what I'm saying. Or the GW,
you know.
Hey, all that. So, but before we left off with you, we was talking about, you know, you guys were adopting, you know, considering, you know, adopting, and that's something that you're going to be big in. But one thing that I want to touch on is that it hit home for me was the mentoring. Now, you know, a lot of athletes,
you know, in your position, a lot of athletes just in general, they know the importance of it. They do. You know, there's no question about they know the importance. Though that role there of taking 30 minutes a week, mm-hmm. or what, 30 minutes, what, you know, three times a week? Yeah. You know, basically that's an hour and a half with a, hour and a half with a kid, and that's just simply, I mean, you know, being that big brother, big sister type, you know, type role, playing that role, with that being with that being the case there, mentoring, is that, I mean, is that what the Jeremy Bridges Foundation's, I mean, Bridging the Gap Foundation is all about, mentoring?
That's what we want to get into. The Jeremy Bridges Foundation, Bridging the Gap, is going to be a lot bigger in 5 years than it is right now. We want to do a whole lot more than what we're doing. Right now, we've done charitable events as far as, like, helping kids out at Christmas time at group homes and making sure they get a good Christmas and things of that sort. Coming up, we have the school supply drive, and we'll do that for the kids that are going back to school. And the Cardinals have been a big help. Sheldon Meeks, shout out to Sheldon Meeks if you're listening, man. Thank you for everything. He's always the greatest, man. You know what I'm saying? He keeps in touch with these group homes, and he loves these kids, and he makes sure these kids get the proper, you know, proper treatment that they deserve. And as far as, like, the mentoring thing goes, if you give these kids something to be accountable for, then they'll respond. You know,
I got some. you ever did double dutch?
Yeah. Huh? Man, like, yeah. It's been a while. Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. I mean, what? We can't do double dutch. Don't matter how big we are. I mean, we can do double dutch. So,
I can't do double.
I'm little. So.
What kind of ropes you gonna use?
I mean, just, you know,
ship chains.
Hey, let me show you where I'm going with this. What is that? Because the mentoring part, a lot of people see. I look at fitness, you know, and from that aspect is that getting out and playing. You know, a lot of kids they just want to play. They just want to have fun with it. You know, because it becomes more of a. You know, when you want to talk to the kid, you know, it becomes more, you know, like a discipline. Yeah. You know, say, well, you know, well, I did this wrong, and you, I want you to know, you know, you did this wrong. Yeah, you know, yeah. I mean, they know right from wrong. You know, you know, we just spilled some milk. Yeah, it's wrong. Yeah. You know, so but they know that. So I look at it from a standpoint is that, you know. Would you do like a double dutch camp with them, you know, at the Bridging the Gap Foundation?
I do a football camp with them.
Football camp?
I don't even do a basketball camp. I do a baseball camp. I do a softball camp.
What? You know what? Well, why?
But you know what?
Let me be a football player. Why you got to be football? Why you got to be a football camp?
You think about this. I don't know if y'all did it when y'all was in school, in elementary school. We used to do the jump for heart thing, the jump rope thing for heart.
Yeah.
And I was a finalist in that, man, when
you
I was
see?
A kid. Big
why,
time. Why wasn't that wasn't double dutch. You know, that's you know, single.
Okay,
that's you getting your
single.
Own thing on. But,
okay.
Yeah, you know, as far as I understand what you're going with the activeness, you know, so the kids getting out and they getting active and moving and grooving. I like the thing that the NFL does, the 60 minutes, you know, a day thing, being active.
Okay.
I think it's important, man. Our kids are, you know, in America, you can take this how you want. Our kids are getting lazy and fat, you know. And, like, I you know, you obesity is a problem in the United States. Not, you know, to kind of get off the subject, but...
You didn't get off the subject because you're being active.
Yeah, it's a problem in the United States, you know what I'm saying? And it starts with our children. You know, mm-hmm. if our children not being active, you know what I'm saying? They're being lazy and not getting kicked out the house like we used to. Go outside and play in the daytime. You better get out of this house. You know, and it's becoming a problem, America. You know what I'm saying? So we gotta start, you know, keeping our race and our culture healthy from the ground up. And that starts with the kids, you know? So... we definitely gonna do some camps. I'm sorry, the first one's gonna be a football camp. but it's already in the making. I'm sorry.
Okay. You know, so I mean, you can change speeds, right?
But like I said, you know, I would that's a great idea, man. We need to go to schools and do jump rope camps, you know?
Because that's what Inside the Trenches Foundation is doing.
You double dutching it up. That's what's up. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
So I'm definitely outside. I'm definitely outside the box.
Make sure I'm there when
peculiar.
It happens. Because I want to see you double dutch.
Hey,
I want to see you double dutch.
You know I served the master, and the master said I'm a chosen child, peculiar. Yeah. So I said okay, all right. So
we're
definitely gonna do. We don't do. Normal, you know, it's what people call normal. I mean, I want to have like a, you know, a bake off. You know, I mean, who can run and cook? Cause kids like to cook.
Yeah,
you know,
they
like to help in the kitchen.
They do.
You know, I mean, if you're a kid, you're like, you know, hey mom, you know,
you know, you're making macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
It may be in the microwave, but hey, they want to help. Like, I'll put it over there. Yeah.
Yeah, all the time.
Or if you're cooking some cakes.
Yeah.
Huh? That is great. Yeah. Give us the chocolate cake.
Look at
him. Yeah. Hey, Matt, how we do?
If you smell what the rock is cooking.
Yes, indeed.
You know, we cooking with Crisco, man. I mean, we get up in there. So, but that's some, like, you know, is from the physical standpoint, that's what you want to get into, because a lot of the children are. But it has to start with, the parents. It got to start with the parents. You know, because even though the kid's going to learn something from what they see the parent do.
They're products of their environment.
Yeah.
Well, that's basically it, you know. So, you know, America, I'm begging, you know, let's get our kids more active, man. Let's do that.
You ain't got to beg.
Let's do that. I am, man, because I care. I believe that children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
That boy can sing.
He can sing.
And that's real, though. Like, you know, Whitney hit it on the head. Or Eddie, whoever sung it last, hit it on the head, man.
Somebody sung it last.
Yeah. It's
Eddie Murphy sung it last.
Was that him? With the Jerry Curl and the Blue Zoots. Okay. Yeah, that was him. Yeah, it's important, man. You know, they
America, we are just making this thing roll. I like that.
I'll tell you one thing. An older dude told me one time before, I was at a golf tournament, matter of fact, and I was talking to this guy. He was a doctor. And he was a very wise old man. He was probably about 60, 70 years old. And he was like, you know, we were talking about kids and raising our kids. And he told me something that I didn't even realize and, you know, just didn't think about it. And just living your life, watching kids grow and watching them play. He was like, these are going to be the future leaders of our country.
Okay.
Like, eventually they're going to start running this country. You know what I'm saying? Whether they're going to be running, you know, corporate America. Are they going to be teaching our kids? Are they going to be teaching, you know, are they going to be do whatever? Right, firemen, police officers, people in high positions, you know. So we gotta raise them better, man. You know, we gotta raise them better.
Well, I mean, you have so many, you know, you have so many different individuals out there that look they look at the youth differently, yeah. You know, all across the country. You do look at the, you know, because when you get into because kids get molded at about 5 years old,
yeah.
And then they'd say, you know what, I'm cool, you know. And then most parents say, you know what, go ahead to the Army. Go ahead and go be all you can be.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
They've been known to ship them off.
Yeah.
Though, you know, a lot of kids, they get that molding by that because of what they've seen.
Yeah.
And what they've been taught.
Exactly.
Because, you know, they taught by what you do.
Exactly.
Yes.
You know, if you keep, you keep cooking eggs, you know, by boiling them, you know, yeah. Instead of just, you know, cracking them open and frying them.
That's what they know. Right?
That's what they know. So they'll do that. They'll say, okay, you know what? That's how it's supposed to be.
That's right.
And so, you know, you got to take it from a standpoint because, you know, y'all talking about group homes. You know, for me, I actually grew up in a group home.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Right. You know, Lakeside Family and Children's Services, you know,
okay.
Over 80, you know, it was before then over 80-something years. And I had amazing staff and teachers that, you know, they simply say, you know what, this, hey.
Makes a difference, right?
Like, it makes a difference
yeah.
Because, you know, and I say bless their hearts because, you know, the father knows how good they were to, mm-hmm. to me, you know, my staff, you know, at the Roosevelt Group Home. And, you know, so, but they taught me so many different things about getting out and being active.
Yeah.
You know, just get out, be active, get out and be active, yeah. Get out and be active. I don't care what you're being active with,
yeah.
Just get outside,
yeah.
You know, and they would teach us so many different things, you know. Did I tell you I'm from New York?
No.
I'm from New York.
Hence, Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of put it together.
Did you put it together?
Just, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know.
I knew you from New York.
You know how, you know, Queens Bridge.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
You know, all these New York connotations,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know.
The George Washington, yeah.
Yeah, you know. But no, yeah. So, I mean, so that was something, you know, for me is going back and doing talks and all that. But then I started realizing, you know, one thing that you actually, it almost seems like, you know,
when you're doing talks with the kids, instead of being doing something active with them, you know, they lose focus. Yeah, they lose focus.
Yeah, they do.
You know, because when you're doing something active, because they want to be around you.
Yeah.
You know, and anyone that is bigger in stature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kids, they just gravitate to you. You know,
I always do the little camps with the Cardinals when they have them for the kids, and it's just, I call them move camps. You know what I'm saying? Because the kids, all they do the whole camp is run and jump and play and, you know, do stuff that we do on the football field. You know, simulate it, and I do them. You know, every time it comes around, anyone I can do. Because they're the best. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, just to see these kids move around and have fun. These kids are laughing, they're joking, they're playing. You know, and it's
Is that something big that the Cardinals have? I mean, is that something?
Yeah, they do, man. Shout out to Mo Streety and, like I said, Sheldon Meeks. These guys, you know, Mo is like one of the most influential guys in the community. He coaches the NYS football team. And Mo, if you're listening, the Chandler Eagles are ready whenever you are. So let's get it going.
The Chandler Eagles. Okay. Okay. Well, Queen B, tell us about the Chandler.
Team Mom in the background.
What's that? What part of the game is this?
She's doing the bounce. You know?
Huh?
That's old school. The bank head bounce.
That's right.
The Chandler Eagles. I coach NYS football team.
Yeah, yeah.
What is NYS? National Youth Sports.
Okay.
I think it's pretty big on the West Coast. It's the West Coast and like the southern, southwestern region of the United States. So it's big, man. They do baseball, football, basketball, soccer, volleyball. Yeah, they do a lot of different sports to keep these kids active in the Valley. So my first year back out here, I started coaching with a team called the Blitz. And my son played for them. And it was, you know, I never thought coaching would be something I wanted to do. You know, I still don't want to do it at the NFL level or college because it's so time consuming. But
you're just so good,
right here with these kids.
If you're that good at it, there you go.
So good. He's such a good coach, and he's so patient, and the kids really look up to him. The NFL definitely gives Jeremy a platform to have a stronger voice in the community, and we've had so many children that sign up for the team just to be taught by Jeremy, and he's so good. We got a compliment last week by the ref,
from a referee after
that
the game.
Said, you have a very well-coached team, coach. And that's big. That's big when you can separate and see the difference of how these kids are being coached, how they act with class on the field. And that's what Jeremy originally wanted to coach for and be out there for, was to teach the kids how to win, but how to win in a good way. And if we lose, we're going to lose in a good way. Regardless of what happens, we're going to walk off the field with class. And I love the Eagles. I love my husband as a coach. He's an awesome coach. And even if he wasn't my husband, I would want my son coached by him.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Aw.
That's so sweet.
you know what's coming, huh? You already know what's about.
That's true.
The thing is that we,
you know what? I gotta give a clap for that. That was touching, man.
Thank you, baby.
You know, when y'all got married, what was your vows?
What was our vows?
The very generic vows. We got.
I'm not generic.
I'm just saying, like, far as.
Can you remember that? I mean, because y'all been married four years, right? 4 years now, right?
We had on jeans and tennis shoes.
Yeah, it'll be 3 years in July.
July 1st.
Yeah,
okay.
But we've been together almost a little over 5 years. So.
Okay, praise God.
But we met on MySpace.
Yes, we did.
Oh, praise the Lord.
As two complete strangers.
Praise the Lord.
Ships passing the night.
Praise the Lord.
She honked her horn and I followed.
A lot. So, Mississippi.
No.
Shout out to Mississippi.
Shout out to the ship, man. What's going on, Mississippi? How you doing?
Okay, hey. I like that. You know what? We got to take, because what we're going to do is we're going to take a break, right? But we want to talk about renewing your vows. That's smooth with it. You know what? Here we go. Let's do this.
You gotta believe.
fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
They need a bitch's ass and then move on.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
You're crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL. Speak up.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety, Ray Ellis, on Voice America Sports every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fans' perspective. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific to Ray Ellis Sports, right here on the Voice America Network. And let's talk football.
Each week, take a visit inside the locker room of your favorite sport with Dez Clark, Paul Fresh Clark, and Lester Scudder Davis as they bring you sportsmanlike conduct. As a current player, Dez Clark can bring you inside the sports world like nobody can. His co-hosts represent the fans of the sports world. With both points of view on the table, it becomes an engaging and entertaining program, to say the least. Sportsmanlike Conduct can be heard Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
This Is It Sports is an engaging talk program that includes you, the experts, and sports, all moderated by Coach Carl Hargrave. We'll talk about what's going on in the general sports world,
collegiate and professional.
Take a look at youth-oriented sports, athletic development and sportsmanship, faith, and where it has its place in sports, along with a lively discussion with Coach Carl every week. Tune in to This Is It Sports with Coach Carl Hargrave every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Here we go. All right. Welcome back to Inside the Trenches, everyone. That's right. Here I go. We want to thank everybody for tuning in with us. There's no question about that. Here we go. Thank you, everyone across the land, for simply tuning in to Inside the Trenches every Monday, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and doing what you do. Inside the Trenches, the interactive show that's simply just making a noise across the nation. Me and my good guy, Matt Mann, doing our thing here, so there's no question about it. We want to thank everybody for sticking with us. To you and yours out there, obviously, just tuning into the show, we got my special guest here today with his wonderful, wonderful wife, and I want to also thank her for coming in. It's Jeremy Bridges and Mrs. Queen Bridges is in the house. Yeah, that's right. Queen B is in the house. We want to thank her thank her for being here too. We have an amazing show, but you know, here's what's more amazing about our show. And also, we have a call on the line, but to you and yours out there, I also want to call in and speak with Jeremy. Simply dial 1-888-346-9144. Once again, that's 1-888-346-9144. Now, before we left off, we were talking about vows. I mean, yeah, just was flowing. I mean, you know, the wife was simply just doing a thing, telling me how amazing you are with them when it comes to not only mentoring kids but coaching kids. Now, you know, but she got so deep into it.
Yeah.
You know, it just kind of lit me up a little bit there. Yeah. You know, the spirit of I'm
like, she's passionate about her old man.
That's right. You know, now that, you know, yeah, you said, I mean, where did y'all meet? How did y'all meet? I mean, do you remember the vows that was said? I mean, do you?
I can tell the story.
You want to tell us? There we go. I got something for you. All right. Do you know the day y'all met?
The day I met her?
Yeah.
In person?
Well, I mean, the day you met her in person.
It was, hold on now. Let's see here. It was in the off season because I was out here. We met out here. I can tell you where we met at.
You're supposed to know this.
Look. He's good because I don't know the exact date either.
See? Come on.
When
now.
You're on cloud nine, you're not checking the calendar. Oh. You're floating. I know
we made a time of buffet. I know that. And she was with her friend Raquel. I know that. And I had on a New York hat. I'm a Yankees fan. So, yeah.
Are you a Yankees fan?
I'm a diehard Yankees fan. We lost last night. I'm perturbed about that. But, you know, they'll bounce back. But anyway, that's back to the wife.
Okay, go ahead.
I was on one of my friend's pages, and a friend of his. And
On MySpace.
And I saw this pretty little woman. And I was like, wow, she is really beautiful. So I sent her a message. I said, hey, how you doing? You know, nothing crazy. Just basically holler back.
Stalker. Delete. Yeah,
exactly. So about 2 months went by, and I commented to her again. Hey, how you doing? I think you're a very pretty woman. I really like to, you know, just conversate with you. So she bit this time. Put the bait in the water, and she bit. And after that, we talked on the computer for about a month before we changed phone numbers. And after that, we talked on the phone for about 4 months before we actually met each other. So, we fell in love with each other on the phone. And we fell in love with each other's spirits and each other's, you know, souls and each other's emotions and all that good stuff. We became good friends. I got to the point where, like I said, I was single, you know what I'm saying? So I'd go out with my guys. I had, you know, a couple of my teammates I played in college with that was living with me. And we'd go out, and I come home, and I call her. You know, now mind you, she's in Las Vegas, you know, and I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina. So is it later or earlier? It's early on over here. Yeah, so it's like 3:30 in the morning where I'm at. And probably about 1 in the morning, 12 or so, where she's at. And I sit and talk on the phone until the sun comes up in Charlotte. You know, so we fell in love with each other's souls and each other's hearts. You know what I'm saying? Because we really got to know each other just talking on the phone for those 4 months. And, you know, once we met, it was only a matter of time.
Well, we already knew each other. We knew each other from the inside out rather than the outside in, and it definitely gave us an opportunity to look past the superficial, because we didn't have that. Yeah. All we had was the voice on the other end of the phone, and then
you had to build trust.
You had to build trust, and you know, all the things that are the foundation of a good relationship, good marriage, we were allowed to build in that time and space. I'm a firm believer and advocate for relationships that happen over the internet. A lot of people are like, I'm never going to talk to somebody over the internet. And I'm not saying that they're all good, but this is my testimony right here. I'm looking at them. That it was good for me. So don't give up hope. And there's good men out there, great men out there. Yeah. I have one.
And men, be careful what you pray for, because God will drop it right in your lap.
Yeah.
Without expecting it. So,
you know what?
Yeah.
You know, something I learned, you know, I learned is very, very powerful, is that everything I base everything on what the word says, you know, for me,
yeah.
You know, and a lot of people say, well, you know, because unless you know what the word says, then you won't fully understand it until you know, because people read the Bible like it's a book.
Yeah.
They say, all right, you know, that's the Bible, and then read it like a book. But it's actually spirit food.
Yeah.
And it's basically telling you, you know, what your life has already been planned. You know, it's already been planned out. Exactly. You know, so people say, well, you know, I can do what I want to do. You think so.
Yeah.
You know, so like when you say that, like this community that you guys, you know, this covenant that you guys, do you think, you know, that wasn't an accident?
Yeah. Oh, we definitely know it wasn't an accident. I know for myself, well, I know Jeremy too. Jeremy was praying for what he wanted. He wanted stability, and he wanted to not be in the streets and have a home and a family. And I was praying for some guy that would be a man and be my knight in shining armor. And I'm not talking about financially. I'm just talking about somebody that was trusting, that would put out the pedestal for me when I needed it, would make me feel beautiful. I mean, he is such a God-fearing man, and that's what made it so, so, so easy to fall in love with Jeremy.
And, you know, that I like that because it's powerful, you know. But it's a commitment. There's going to be, I mean, there's going to be tests.
Yeah.
There's going to be tests, and as long as we hear, there's going to be some tests. Now, you know, but if we base everything, because me, I base everything on what the word says, is that, you know, the man who finds a wife finds a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I got something for you. Here's some revelation for you, right? You know, is that houses and wealth are inheritance from the father,
mm-hmm.
from fathers.
Mm-hmm.
But a beautiful, prudent wife is from the Lord. So that means you've already been given someone.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
So you're not really looking. You know, people say, well, you got to look fine.
No,
that's not what it says.
Pray.
We prayed and we let go and let God.
Pray.
And he did it.
And that's what, that's what it does.
Because, you know, when the perfect comes, all else ceases.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, you know, ball players get caught up in that, you know. But you know what I want to do is I think this is kind of cool. You know, we had like a Sid Justin. He was a ball player, but he had he was on the show just a couple of weeks ago, and he had a nice little cut, you know. And you know, it's just, I think it's kind of cool, you know, just that a little bit of it, just how it sounds. Hey, Matt, man, we ready with that one? Let's see what's up. Like that?
That's smooth right there. I like that. Real smooth.
That's a nice little cut.
Super
hot.
That's smooth right there. Right. What's the dude name? Who that?
Hey, that's Sid Justin. You know what I mean?
Sid Justin.
Yeah. A ball player, you know.
All right. Yeah. What's up?
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, found each other, you know. Whether you realize that y'all was on the path. You know, y'all was on a collision course with each other. I didn't, you know, anyway, like, you know, it's magnets.
That's
you know,
right.
People say, well, I could go with that person. No, you won't.
Yeah.
You know, they say, well, if you would have married someone else, I tell you one thing, it wouldn't have worked. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't have worked. It crumbled. You'd have been like, why didn't it work? Why didn't it work? Because that person wasn't for you.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Jeremy was, you know, so it came together. Like, you know, when it fits, people say, you know what? Because the enemy, he want to keep you apart. He want to keep you stuff.
Yeah, all tough. He wants you to be by yourself, lonely.
Yeah.
Dust and disgusted. You don't know what's going on.
Yeah. but listen, we got a call on the line, and what we want to do is, because we got about 7 minutes to close, 5 minutes to close. What I'm going to do is I'm going to bring him on, you know. Hey, Daniel J., you on the inside of church, man. What's up, man? What part of the game is this? Let's make this thing happen for you. What's up?
Plano, Texas. Beautiful sunny day. Probably not as sunny as Arizona, but you know, I can't complain.
You out in Texas? Okay.
Yep. Nothing much worth talking about here with the Cowboys. So I just figured Jeremy's on the line. I'd like to hear what's going on from it. Well, first of all, let me just say I've been listening to the whole show, and behind every great man is a great woman, and I am lucky enough to be in that position.
Congratulations.
My wife, who is my partner as well, and you guys. There's a lot of great things you're going to get to do in the community, and as you said, your platform will springboard you into being able to have the type of impact that you want to have. So I commend your relationship.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. That's awesome. Congratulations. Like I said, it's a great feeling, you know, when you got a support system, man.
Hey, DJ, I'm going to call you DJ.
That'll work.
Hey, DJ, what you do out there in Texas, man?
I actually work in some sports. I consider myself a kind of a power broker. I put together deals in various things. I've been working with different alumni associations and things like that. So I'm pretty well vested pretty well versed in what's going on with the CBA and how quickly we can get this thing put back together so everybody can benefit in the long run. So I guess that was my question for Jeremy. Is I have a heart for what Jeremy's doing in the community. I've had the opportunity to work with various athletes for the last 8 years, and I've seen that they have more impact in the community than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And being that Jeremy's on the doorstep of being 31 and at one point will be a retired player, how important is it in the CBA that they're able to address the issues of the retired players and really bring the retired players together with the current players, because those current players will be retired players one day, and to really give everybody a better platform and allow, if nothing else, for some opportunities financially to help some of those guys that are in need, but to kind of bring those units together, to bring the current NFLPA and the retired NFLPA and the alumni. There's a lot of miscommunication. And how important is that to Jeremy, as he is an athlete that is on the brink of transitioning, for that to happen so that everybody...
Hey, DJ, check this out. Hey, DJ, we got about 3 minutes to close. That is definitely a question. Email us that question at info@insideofthetrenches.com, and then what we'll do is we'll forward that on to Jeremy and see if he wants to answer that question. But we do appreciate you being on the show here and calling in. We do apologize for getting you in so late. You know, we just, everything's been rolling, and we want to continue to keep it flowing while we have them here in the studio and stuff like that. So once again, we appreciate that. We go to the insideofthetrenches.com website, and if you want his autograph picture, which is up, you know, a show card. So if you do want that, also in that email, let us know, and then we can get that out to you, at your request, but hey Jay, so what we're gonna do, man, is that we appreciate you coming on. We got 2 minutes. We got 2 minutes to less to the show. So, you know what we're gonna do is we only got 2 minutes left in the show. So, but we're gonna thank everyone for listening, simply not only around the country, but simply around the globe, because obviously we know Inside the Trenches is global, and you guys out there are making us global. So we want to thank you guys for tuning in each and every week to checking us out Mondays 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, making this thing do what it do, and we really appreciate that. Jeremy, anything else?
Nothing else, man. Just check us out at the Jeremy Bridges Foundation.org, and if you see us in the city of Phoenix, don't be scared to say hello. I'm not untouchable. You know, I do love my fans. I love the Arizona Cardinal fans. Thanks for DJ for giving us a call in, man. Thank you for showing interest in me and what we got going on. And I just feel privileged. You know, my man, RKL True Luck, like I said, I've known him since 04. And when he told me about he had a radio show, I was like, really? I gotta get on this thing. I gotta see what it's about. So, yeah, it's a pleasure and an honor, man. And I don't know about how close I am to retiring, but hopefully I'll be doing this for a few more years.
Yeah, and yes, you will. We got 30 seconds and we out of here, man. So we'll see everybody.
Peace. Take it easy.
All right, now. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.